5. Meeting. Some useful phrases. Listen to the recording and repeat. I'm trying to arrange a meeting for next week. Can you make Thursday afternoon? I don't think we need more than 2 hours. I've booked the conference room for 2 o'clock. I'll send you my draft proposals by Monday midday. Who would like to take the minutes? I'd like to leave item 3 until the next meeting. What are your thoughts on this? I'd like to make a point. Of the 50 people I asked, only one did not agree with the idea. Does everyone agree? We made a very good case for changing the system. Unfortunately, they rejected nearly all of our proposals. Only one of our proposals was accepted. Here are the main points covered during the meeting. I've attached the draft minutes of the meeting. Please check if I have left anything out. These are your action points. Dialogues 1. Setting up a meeting by phone.
Hi, Anna. I'm trying to arrange a meeting for next week. Can you make Tuesday or Thursday afternoon?
Tuesday would be fine. What time?
What about 3 o'clock? I don't think we need more than 2 hours.
I agree. Is Juan coming, by the way?
I hope so, but I haven't asked him yet.
Postponing a meeting by phone.
Hello again. I hope this won't cause you any problems, but I've just spoken to Juan and he can't make Tuesday. Could we make it Thursday instead?
Just a moment. I'll just check my diary. Right, I've got another meeting on Thursday, but it should be finished by 3:15. But could we meet at 3:30, just in case the meeting overruns?
Of course. I know Juan will be pleased, because he didn't want to miss the meeting.
Fine. See you on Thursday afternoon. I'll send you my draft proposals by Monday midday.
Thanks, Anna. Bye.
Setting up a meeting. A voicemail message.
I'm sorry, I can't take your call at the moment. Please leave your message after the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hello, Margaret. It's Dagmar here. I'd like to come over to Poznan next week to see you and Alex. There are some things we need to discuss relating to the arrangements for the conference. Any day next week except Friday would suit me. Could you check with Alex and get back to me? I think we'll need about 3 hours. Look forward to hearing from you.
Confirming a meeting by email.
Hi, Dagmar. I've spoken to Alex, and the best day for us is Wednesday. I've booked the conference room in our office, and I'll order some sandwiches for lunch. Let me know if you would like us to arrange anything special for you. Otherwise, I'll see you in the office at 12:30. Regards, Margaret.
Dialogues 2. Working through an agenda.
Has everyone got a copy of the agenda? Lee, could you take the minutes, please?
No problem.
Thanks. So, let's start. As we're rather short of time today, I'd like to leave item 4 until the next meeting. Is that okay with everyone?
That's fine with me.
Good. So, can we look at item 1? That's John's proposal that future department team meetings should be held away from the office. What are your thoughts on this?
Reporting back to a meeting.
John, could you give us your report?
Certainly. As you know, I was asked to find out what the people in my department thought about arranging more meetings away from the office. I found that most of my staff were opposed to the idea. The majority feeling was that they would prefer to organise meetings in this building.
That's interesting. Sandra, what did you find out?
Quite the opposite. In my department, of the 50 people I asked, only 5 did not like the idea of having meetings away from the office.
Reaching an agreement.
I think we should abandon the idea altogether. Does everyone agree?
Not really. I think we need to send a questionnaire to all the staff so we can find out exactly what they think.
Is that really necessary? You've heard what John and Sandra have said. There are so many different views. It's not worth it.
I suppose you're right. It just seemed like a good idea to me.
It is a good idea. Perhaps we could look at it again next year.
Making a point.
The other point I want to make is that we need to be informed about the dates of meetings well in advance. I was told about the date of this meeting very late, and that caused me a lot of problems. Some people were not able to come at all. We really must avoid this in the future. Communication is very bad in this company.
That's not true. Some people simply do not read their messages. The date was set 3 weeks ago and everyone was told then.
Dialogue 3. A follow-up phone call. 1.
Hi, Kitty. I'm just phoning to let you know what happened in the meeting.
Thanks. So, how did it go?
Bad news, I'm afraid. They rejected all of our proposals to change suppliers to AKK. Some of the managers agreed that we needed to change, but Anton Trofimov persuaded them to leave things as they are.
So what reasons did he give?
Anton said he thought that the current arrangements were good enough. And finally, everyone else agreed with him.
I don't believe it. How can they be so short-sighted?
A follow-up phone call. 2.
Hello again, Kitty. I thought I should let you know immediately that Anton has been having second thoughts. He's been through the figures which I presented at the meeting again, and he now thinks we've made a good case for moving our business over to AKK.
Do you want me to do anything?
No, but thanks for offering. Anton would like me to provide some more information about AKK at another meeting to be held next week. I'll call you tomorrow so we can discuss details then.
Fine. Speak to you then.
Action points on a dictaphone.
Here are the main points covered during the meeting on February 14th and action to be taken. Yaroslav to produce a questionnaire to find out how the staff would like to spend the New Year bonus. Juliet to research costs for proposed building project. Winston to look into improving our security systems. Tree planting project. No decision made. Leave until the next meeting. The next meeting will be on March 3rd.
Sending minutes by email.
Elia, I've attached the draft minutes of the meeting. Could you look through them and check if I have left anything out? Many thanks. Kim.